Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Ashley. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you back. So tell us what you've been up to.
Well, it's been busy, lots of good stuff going on, so many good books coming out. Just when you think, I feel like every month or maybe even every Tuesday on a pub day, you think, oh, it can't get any better. There's so many books I want to read. And then the next week brings a whole other like trove of books you want to read. So I feel like no matter how much I read, my TBR keeps growing.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel that pain very clearly. So tell us what you've been up to. You have a Thrillers book club here in Tampa. So tell us about it. How did you get started? Like, you know, all the tea about it.
So the Thrillers by the Book Club is a national brand, if you will. And I know that you had Chelsea, aka Thriller Book Babe, come on a while ago and talk about it. So we are the Tampa Bay branch. And I got to tell you, I'm so pleasantly surprised by our book club because I had never been in a book club before this. And I had images of, you know, wine moms just getting together and like complaining and not really talking about the book. But we have a really solid group of probably 6 to 10 women, usually closer 8 to 10 women, who meet in Tampa, St. Pete once a month to talk about the national pick from the Thrillers by the Book Club. Mm-hmm. Book club. And I think one thing that I really like about it is that these books are chosen, like Chelsea, the national head of the book club, chooses the book. So there's really no awkward voting process or what are we going to read this month? It's chosen for us. So you can't really get mad at someone locally if you didn't like the book. So that's a big plus. But if there's any local listeners, we'd love to have you join us. We keep growing. And I think the year anniversary, we started in October of 2021. Mm-hmm. And so we've been going strong for well over a year. And it's just, it's really cool. I never expected to enjoy it, which is a horrible thing to say. But that's usually how I am with social things. I dread them. And then I get there and I'm fine. So
yeah, I need to make it to one of the meetings when you're in Tampa.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So today we're chatting about thriller recommendations. And we're talking about one of my favorite tropes and this is your favorite trope too, which is strong female protagonists. Tell us why we should read strong female protagonists, and especially within the thriller genre, you know.
Well, I can tell you why I read them. I don't know if this is why other people should, but this is why I hope other people will read them. I read them because I am a very dominant personality, a big personality, and I love reading protagonists like that. I mean, I don't really care if they're likable. In fact, usually strong female protagonists are not likable. And I think that unlikable characters are usually the most complex and the most interesting to discuss. So I think that there's nothing better than digging into a multifaceted, multi-layer female protagonist and what's driving her and where that personality is going to take us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. You know, for me, I love it. It's just like the fact that there is like, it can be like a showcase of someone who you can look up to, you know, or someone who's like taking charge and taking action. Like it's someone who's like people pleasing. I'm like, oh, maybe this is another opportunity. I can do it differently. You know, it gives you examples of things you can do differently, whether it's good or bad. It gives you some examples of life that you can actually take on and lead the rest, you know.
That's a great point. I didn't think of it like that, probably because I do have so much in common with some of these protagonists. Yeah. But I think even if they are unlikely or are unlikable and up to no good, there's usually some lesson you can take from them. And that's whether that's how the world judges women or how, you know, they navigate a situation. There's definitely something that can be taken away. So I love it when a protagonist is also a social commentary.
Yeah. So we got some recommendations. Some of them I read. Some of them I'm actually excited to hear about so I can add them to your TBR. So tell us your first recommendation.
So my first one, I'm not sure when listeners will be listening to this, but Stone Cold Fox is coming out on February 14th on Valentine's Day. So brand new. I was lucky enough to be gifted a galley by Berkeley Publishing, the publisher. And this is a female con artist who is about to seal her biggest deal yet. She's about to marry into a very wealthy family, but there is a family friend, a woman named Gail, who has her number and is like, has let her know, like, I see you and I know who you are, that you're not who you say you are. So within the thriller realm, this is definitely on like the lighter popcorn end of that. It's very heavy on the suspense. Maybe it's a little light on the suspense, but it's so engaging. And our main character, B, is just so funny and also just so good at navigating this world that's been set up against her that you can't help but root for her, even though she is in fact a con artist.
Well, this is like the take on rich New Yorkers behaving badly. You got to take that, you know, God bless them, like trying to infiltrate to that old school New Yorker family and trying to figure out like the logistics of it. You know, it's like someone who's like upper mobility. Yeah, she's a con artist, but you root for her, you know.
Exactly.
So, exactly. And I listened to the audio and the audio is excellent. So,
oh my great. God, I didn't even think of that. Maybe I'll have to listen to it too. That would be fantastic.
It's excellent to be in B's head. You're like, oh, this is what's happening right now. You know, so awesome. So let's hear it for the next recommendation.
So Hunting Wives by May Cobb is one of my go-to recommendations. I talk about it all the time, even though in fairness, I think it's a bit of a polarizing book. I think you either really get it and find it both hilarious and suspenseful, and again, a commentary on how women are treated in society, or you don't get it. Mm-hmm. But to me, like May Cobb has really perfected this incredible brand of Real Housewife level drama that is soapy but dark. But again, it offers that big picture commentary. And sometimes you have to read between the lines. Her new one, A Likeable Woman, that comes out this summer, is heavy on the commentary. And I love it, but it's nuanced. But The Hunting Wives is a group of rich female friends in East Texas. And I kind of want to encourage your listeners to go in blind because the twists in this one, I couldn't even begin to like hint at them. It's such a wild ride. And the last 50 pages, like it's dark, but the twists are incredible. And this is one of those, it's been out for a while, came out in 2021. And it was actually the book that crystallized for me that rich people behaving badly is one of my favorite tropes. But the women in this one, that doesn't get stronger than some of these female protagonists.
Yeah, I think this is like perfect if you're a Bravo fan, if you love The Housewives, especially The Housewives of Dallas and stuff like that. You're like, oh, like this is what happens on the darker side, you know? So it's perfect for reality TV shows and love that, you know, housewife drama, high stakes drama. This book is perfect for them. So
absolutely.
Awesome. So what's the next recommendation?
So The Turnout by Megan Abbott. And I got to say, Megan Abbott is absolutely my queen of darkness. Mm-hmm. She specializes in these female-led thrillers in which the protagonists are usually very type A, very high achieving. There's one that's set in a gymnastics gym. This one is set in a ballet school. It's two sisters who are both retired ballerinas running this ballet school. And it's a thriller that unfolds within their school. But the writing in this one is gorgeous, heart-wrenching. It goes to a darker place than I ever saw coming. And I you know, I think that folks should Google trigger warnings if that is a concern for them. But where this one ended up was just like, wow. And that's kind of what Megan Abbott does. She kind of smokes you. You're just like, you think you know where this is going. And then it goes there. So I love her darkness, totally obsessed with her writing. And she's another one that has a new book coming out this year. So The Turnout came out in 2021, should be available in libraries, and another great backlist choice.
That's great. Yeah, I love backlist stories. And like sometimes, and you can also look back to her other books, and the gymnastics books is great. There's actually Dare Me is a TV show based on her book. So you can actually do book to movie adaptation too for her. So, which is kind of cool. So what's the next recommendation?
So My Sweet Girl by Amanda J. Atissa. This one's also a 2021. I didn't do this on purpose, bring a bunch of 2021 books, but My Sweet Girl, this protagonist, her name is Paloma, is hilarious. And I have not sworn on your podcast, but I am someone who swears a great deal in real life. And this protagonist uses obscenity so well. It's so well placed. It's so funny. And the story is also like a bit pulse pounding. This woman was adopted from a Sri Lankan orphanage, and she has now been cut off from her rich adopted parents, and she's trying to figure out where she goes from here. And she takes on a roommate and then comes home to find him dead. And it seems like someone is on to a secret that she thought was forever buried that she left behind her in Sri Lanka. So it is a wild ride, but you also get a really, really funny, really mean protagonist to enjoy along the way. And I mean, hey, she's scrappy. She came from a Sri Lankan orphanage. She had to be mean. She had to have that edge to her. And it is so well executed.
Oh, I need to add this to my TBR for sure.
Absolutely.
And the final recommendation, which is something that I've been looking for reading. It's already been out for quite some time, but
it has People Like Her by Ellery Lloyd. And Ellery Lloyd is actually two separate people. It's a husband and wife author duo. I think it came out at the end of 2020. I know I got it through Book of the Month. And this is about a mommy influencer and a stalker. And this is, again, so dark. It is so dark. But what's even better than the darkness and the twists that come out are this the way these authors nail influencer culture. And I believe they're British. And I think that the British are very, very good at calling out the absurdity of influencer culture, right? Because they're much more humble people, a little bit different than American exceptionalism. So their observations about influencer culture are so astute and so funny. I know a lot of people read this one and had a different take, but I think they called a spade a spade, and I love it. I still am chasing the high of that book. Like, I love influencer thrillers, and but they're always going to be compared to People Like Her.
Yes, I love it. I have to admit, this new trend of influencer books is like it's chef's kiss. So someone is like observing from it and be like, you know, like just make them like horrible people.
I agree. Horrible people are the best people to read about. And you know, there's something that is at least different in your brain if you're compelled to share your life online.
Yeah.
So it's worth exploring. And I think they did it incredibly well.
I'm excited to add this to my TBR for sure. So Ashley, tell us where we can find you online.
So I am at Ashley Kreitzer, Kreitzer, on Instagram and Twitter. You can also find me at the Tampa Bay Business Journal. That's my full-time gig where I am the real estate editor.
Thank you, Ashley, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.